From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the George Washington Lisner Auditorium in Washington, D.C., Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Oh, you are right to be excited. I concur, because we have a great show for you today. It's so exciting to be back here in Washington, D.C., because everything we've been told about all the change here, it's true. The fountain in front of the Capitol flows with cherry Coke. The metro now powered by liquefied cheerfulness. And the porta-potties on the National Mall smell like chocolate. Later on, we're going to be talking to Senior Presidential Advisor David Axelrod. Think of him as the Rasputin in this magic kingdom. But first, it's your turn. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ron in Alberta.
In Alberta, Canada?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. I don't know if we haven't had somebody from Alberta before. That's exciting. What's it like there?
Well, right now, I'm on a 3,000-acre ranch, and it's been snowing and raining all day.
Really?
Yes.
That is a lot of area to shovel.
Yes, it is.
That's what I think. Well, welcome to the show, Ron. Let me introduce you to our fabulous panel this week. First, say hello. It's a television personality and a regular contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hello, Mo.
Hi, Ron.
Next. It's one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, the most glamorous woman in this city, Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, Roxanne Roberts.
And finally, a comedian who will be performing at the Canyon Club in Agoura, California on June 13th, Paula Poundstone, right there.
Hey there, Paula.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Ron, no time to waste. Let's start with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is now going to recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that, you win the prize. Carl's voice on your home answering device. Ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Now, we're going to start with the absolute A number one, top of the fold story. Dominated the news this week. Carl.
I was actually standing on a cliff, and it was very, very windy.
That was a young woman offering what turned out to be a reasonable explanation, at least to Donald Trump, of how she ended up being photographed topless. Who is it?
Miss California.
Yes, Miss California. At a press conference on Tuesday, shown nationwide on live television, Carrie Prejean said that the latest batch of topless photos were caused by a sudden gust of wind that happened to both blow off her skimpy top, while at the same time, by the same coincidence, a professional photographer caught in the whirlwind landed right in front of her, his finger depressing the button on the camera. She also argued that by breaking the rules of the pageant and engaging in political advocacy, in her case against same-sex marriage, she was merely exercising the rights her grandpappy fought for at the Battle of the Bulge. Interviewed in heaven, her grandfather said, "Yep, there we all were, freezing to death in the Ardennes, and what kept us going was the thought as if we win this fight, someday my granddaughter will have the right to express her views on opposite marriage via the medium of her bare artificial breasts." That's what it was.
I feel terrible for Miss North Carolina, who actually is Miss USA now.
Who cares about her?
No, because she was elected Miss USA, and the number two has all the power. It's like the last administration. It's terrible. Where is she? It's like the Miss USA at Avignon. It's like a whole separate Miss USA is competing with her.
Unlike the last administration, her boobs are fake.
All right, Ron, here is your next quote.
"We are trying to turn the page, and he's climbing out of the grave to haunt us."
That was a Republican operative speaking anonymously because he's afraid of being bitten and turned into a zombie himself. He was talking about someone in his party who simply will not stay dead, metaphorically speaking. Who?
Oh,
can we give a clue?
Should have been watching more PBS and less CBC.
Is there any difference?
A couple letters.
Think.
I guess that's right. I guess that's true. Yeah. Ron, let me give you a hint here. Basically, fellow Republicans want him to go back to his secure, undisclosed location.
Rush Limbaugh?
No. No?
Wow, I wonder if that location was in Alberta.
Yeah, it's possible. No, no idea. Not him.
No, I used up all my good guesses. Yeah, no,
it's Dick Cheney, the former vice president, of course. The former vice president's current undisclosed location seems to be the Fox News green room. He has now done more talk show appearances just since Obama's inauguration than he did in the last 2 years of his own administration combined. Democrats are delighted with this development. For them, the only better spokesman for the GOP would be the resurrected corpse of Richard Nixon. Republicans, though, are generally appalled that one of the least popular figures in their party is now the most prominent. They say, sure, Mr. Cheney, you have every right to defend your policies, but did you have to create a new reality show called Truth or Enhanced Consequences? You have any thoughts on Mr. Cheney?
Chair of Republicans. Like, he keeps saying this is the farewell tour, and then it keeps going on and on.
Yeah. Ron, for your last quote, this is something special. We are bringing you, via Carl, the voice of the latest technological breakthrough.
Barack Al-Obama.
That was Carl's rendition. That's good. Of the voice of the Kindle, that's Amazon's fancy new e-book reader. Apparently nobody taught the Kindle, for all its amazing technological wonderfulness, nobody taught it to pronounce what?
Barack Obama.
Exactly right. Because, of course, on a machine whose whole purpose is to read you the daily newspaper, how often would that name come up? Last week, Amazon rolled out the latest version of its e-book reader. Now, this Kindle has a text-to-speech feature, but apparently the speech feature can't handle some common terms, like the name of the President of the United States. But one of its features is that it can be automatically updated, so new software will have pronunciation options you can choose. For Republicans, Barack Obama will be pronounced "he who must not be named." And for Democrats, the name will be rendered simply as a chorus of angels singing. So it'll be like, at his press conference, announced new credit card reforms. Like that.
It's I am who am.
Yes. Carl, how did Ron do in our quiz?
Well, Ron had two correct answers, Peter, so Ron, you win our prize.
Well done, Ron.
Thank you very much.
That's great. Thanks so much for playing.
Very good. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.